Rokan Show on 720 WGNR. We were talking about the Kennedy cap with, actually, I've been complaining about it now for about 35 minutes. So we should find some people who actually know what they're talking about to discuss this with us. We have Scott Sarver with us, who is the was part of the design team, the original design team when they pitched this in 2012. And I appreciate you being with us, Scott. AIA Principal Architecture, Ratio Architecture, are the companies who were doing this. Let's, first of all, just to go back and explain what this would be basically covering over a part of the Kennedy Expressway downtown to create a public park, right? That's the idea?
That's correct.
Okay. And how many blocks long of the Kennedy would this park take up, or, statutory miles or whatever it is?
The park could be done incrementally, block by block, in between Monroe, Adams, et cetera, each of those blocks.
Would that cut off access?
No, for
traffic going east-west?
No, the roads east-west would be maintained through there.
Okay. At ground level, or would they go underneath too?
They would be at ground level. The expressway over there is recessed, and it creates kind of a chasm in our city. So we're not really, it's not very comfortable to walk from Union Station over to the West Loop because we're crossing that expansive highway.
Now, so they would start with one block at a time and then see how far we get or how much money we've got left and how well it's going? Yeah. Is that the idea?
It could be executed incrementally, block at a time.
So it'd be like the Hubbard Cave then, right? I mean, you just kind of go
except in. Except the area above it would be a public area.
Right, as opposed
to a public park.
Yeah.
The best example would be Millennium Park. It's essentially very similar to those same four blocks, just moved to the west.
That's a nightmarish stretch for drivers, that few blocks there. What would be the impact?
Part of the concept originally was that the circle interchange was being redone, which included removing the center access lanes on the Kennedy, which will require the bridges over there to be rebuilt, which is currently planned, so that the center access lanes can be moved to the perimeter.
So all those bridges over the Kennedy from basically the Eisenhower up to the Hubbard Cave are going to have to be rebuilt eventually anyway?
Moving north from the circle interchange, they are planned to be rebuilt now.
Oh, my God. Really? What's more of that?
What's the timeline looking like if this were to actually get...
Hold on. I'm having trouble just accepting that. I mean, first of all, the Eisenhower, that whole, term, making whatever that is, the circle interchange or the burn exchange, right, or whatever they call it now. I mean, that was supposed to be done 2 years ago. It's been...
They keep prolonging it. It's like the never-ending project.
Right. I've actually grown old, died, and been reborn since they started that project. So now, after that's all done, they're going to start tearing that stuff
up? Part of the same project that's currently going on.
Oh, my God. Wait. Do they have to take those bridges totally down? Didn't they do Adams already?
They might have.
Okay.
They might have, but the bridges will require, because they're getting rid of the center access lanes.
Oh, God.
Rose having a panic attack over the idea.
I thought I was just mad about this thing. Now this is, Scott, this is good news. You actually made me happy about this, less happy about the fact that the bridges are all going to have to get redone.
You shouldn't be unhappy about this. I mean, Millennium Park was kind of painful, and there were budget problems and on schedules and all the talking. But
that was train tracks.
It generated billions of dollars of tax revenue, yes, new properties, new jobs.
Yes, I agree. So. But that was over train tracks, not over where that's the most traveled stretch of 3 miles of roadway. Every year, mm-hmm, between the Dan Ryan and the Kennedy, so basically between Roosevelt and Ohio, in the nation, in the nation, more, as you know, because even at like midnight on Christmas Eve into Christmas Day, there is a backup as you're heading north. You know, when you make that turn to the west there, and then you kind of come back around and you head into like by Greektown, you're like, it's always jammed up. How about you make it two levels of that?
No, this wouldn't, you know, that traffic nightmare is, you know, it separates our city.
Okay, all right.
We've got a booming dynamic West Loop and, you know, the major metropolitan transportation train stations are on the other side and in the loop, and it's not really connected in a pedestrian way.
All right. Walking's overrated. Scott Sarver, thank you very much. I appreciate your time. AIA principal and architecture ratio architects. Thank you very much.
All right.
All right, there he goes. He was a good man to put up with us because he's the guy who came up with the design, and I'm pooping all over it. And that just didn't seem right, I think, to a lot of people.
I'm also reading here that if it weren't to work for the Kennedy, you know, there's a part of the Eisenhower near the medical district that looks pretty nice for them, too. So, you know, it's not necessarily going away.
Yeah. Oh, my God. All right, Lauren Lapko, why don't you give us the rest of the traffic and the weather?